KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And we have cloudy skies, 44 degrees in Atlantic, some mist in the air. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy with scattered showers, mainly this afternoon, a high around 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you this morning by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Authorities in Shenandoah and Red Oak have issued warnings about incidents of gas pump skimming. According to a press release, Red Oak police found a card skimmer on a gas pump, and the Shenandoah Police Department warned people to exercise caution when using a credit or debit card at the pump, even though no skimmers have been found in Shenandoah. Authorities say the skimmers are almost impossible to spot. They recommend you use your card to pay at the store's inside register and check your bank and credit card statements often to make sure no extra charges have appeared on your account. And if you notice any unusual charges, notify your bank or credit card company immediately. Experts say skimmers look and act like installed gas pump readers. They can be installed devices invisible to staff and customers, which read details off of credit and debit cards and can even secretly film the keying of PIN numbers. The thief has to come back to the compromised machine to pick up the file containing the stolen data, but with that information in hand, they can create cloned cards or just break into bank accounts to steal money. One way to determine if the gas pump has been compromised is if the security seal over the installed card reader is broken or looks like it's been tampered with. A Western Iowa man who pleaded guilty to killing a pedestrian while driving drunk on the 4th of July has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. A judge gave 26-year-old Austin Arndt of Logan the maximum sentence Monday afternoon after he pleaded guilty earlier this month to a charge of vehicular homicide while intoxicated. Authorities say the body of 50-year-old Charlotte Anderson was found July 4th of last year along Iowa Highway 127 on the north side of Logan. Friends and family told investigators they think Anderson had been walking from her home nearby to watch a band perform in downtown Logan. Authorities say Arndt told officers he'd been at a bar and drank 15 to 17 beers within less than 6 hours prior to the accident. Police in Creston today arrested a man on an assault charge. 42-year-old Jamie Foote of Creston was arrested at around 2:30 a.m. at his home for simple domestic assault. Foote was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday 4 recent arrests. On Sunday, 20-year-old Sarah Jo Porter of Cumberland was arrested on charges of illegal possession of prescription medication, second offense, possession of methamphetamine, and driving while revoked. Porter was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $1,000 bond. Also arrested Sunday was 24-year-old Christy Lynn Carpenter of Omaha. She was taken into custody on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Carpenter was released later that day on $300 bond. Last Friday, deputies in Cass County arrested 62-year-old Scott Terrell Remington of Greenfield on a felony OWI, third or subsequent offense charge. Remington was also cited for leaving the scene of a property damage accident, reckless driving, improper use of lanes, following too closely, and 2 counts of open container. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Saturday on $5,000 bond. And last Thursday, 27-year-old Andrew Gaston Nickham, whose last known address, according to the Sheriff's Department, was Cumberland. He was arrested in Cass County on a felony charge of OWI, third or subsequent offense. Nickham was taken to the Cass County Jail and released Friday on $5,000 bond. Police and Council Bluffs are asking for your help in locating a man who robbed a check cashing business late Monday morning. Authorities say at around 11:40 a.m., a man walked in the Check and Go located at 1702 West Broadway, displayed a black semi-automatic handgun, and demanded money from the 2 clerks on duty. After receiving an undisclosed amount of money, the man left the store and walked to the west. No one was injured during the incident. The suspect was described as a white male in his late 20s or early 30s, about 5 feet 10 to 6 feet tall, 170 to 185 pounds. He was wearing a dark green hoodie, blue jeans, black shoes, gray gloves, a baseball cap, and white surgical mask. If you have any information about the crime, call 712-328-STOP. Your tip and or information could be eligible for a cash reward, and you can remain anonymous. In the funeral announcements, Lila Benkin, age 72, of Messina, died Thursday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Lila Benkin will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Melvin Kanan, age 93, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Melvin Kanan will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Merrill Bud Jones, age 84, of Prescott and formerly of Fontenelle, died Thursday in Corning. Graveside services for Bud Jones will be held Friday at 10:30 in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Robert Robinson, age 92, of Exira, died April the 9th at the Ottawa County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Robert Robinson will be held at noon on Friday, April 22nd at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Arnold Foss, age 79, died March the 1st. Graveside services for Arnold Foss will be held Sunday at 1 o'clock at St. John's Cemetery, west of Exira. A lunch will immediately follow at the Exira Lutheran Church's Fellowship Hall. And Denise McMartin, age 55, of Messina, died Sunday. Funeral services for Denise McMartin are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In Atlantic, Anita and Council Bluffs, see Brocker, Carnes & Carnes. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.